Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay.
What all up, right, guys?
Whoa.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 3 of the Rumble Pack Podcast. It's
three.
Today's
Dang.
Podcast.
It's not episode 3.
Absolutely crazy episode for you.
It's not episode 3 already, is it?
Is that how we start?
That was disgusting in every possible way.
We have meta bits, guys. I promise we have
hypothetically, that could be the intro.
Dude, that needs to be a whole episode. Just all of us talking like a terrible anime dub. That'd be so gross.
That would get like 10 seconds average watch time.
But no, Mr. Beast retention hack, just scream the whole episode.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if hypothetically that was an idea for a podcast we had?
Yeah, dude, nobody's ever like YouTube maxed a podcast. Nobody's ever like YouTube algorithm, like every 7 seconds there has to be a cut. I don't think anybody's ever done that for a podcast,
Dano,
right?
You messed that completely up. See, that's the best segue ever, and you just segued
away
from
it. And you just ruined it.
I missed
hypothetically,
it,
what if Dano actually caught on to the segue, though?
Today we're doing hypotheticals. We're doing
hypotheticals.
Yay.
And hypothetically, what if you chose the intro for this podcast? Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa!
We're professional podcasters now. Let's go.
I am the professional. All right, I locked in. All right, hypothetically, I read The Art of Podcast by Sun Tzu. He also made that one. So we're going to go take a look at 6 different variants of the podcast intro that I cooked up late at night, hypothetically. And we're going to go see which ones you guys like the best. We're going to choose a top 3, and you guys are going to vote in the comments or wherever you want to vote for the top 3, and then that's going to be, and then we're going to pick one. So
should we explain the importance of this, by the way? Like,
yes,
every good podcast has like a jingle that's catchy. So
yeah,
this is very important. We get a good little jingle.
Listen, guys, all I want to say is if the podcast bombs, it's because of this. It's because the viewers messed up and they picked the wrong one. That's the only reason.
So it's your guys.
It's all on
Whatever number 1 through 6 is the top comment, we'll make it that.
Are we ready? Is everyone tuned in? Is everyone ready to listen to these?
Oh yeah.
These absolute bangers. All right. So there's 1 through 6, each varying levels of intensity. Let's start off with playing number 1.
I can't hear it.
Dano, your stream is muted.
I can't.
Dano, your stream is muted.
I like one.
It's jazzy. I love it.
Why can't I not hear it?
I don't know if I like one.
Oh, I'm
Dano,
not watching
your stream is muted.
Stream audio.
Dano doesn't get to listen to it again. Dano doesn't get to listen to it.
I've already heard one before. I heard all of these last night. One is the best, dude. I'm a one truther.
Okay, Dano, hypothetically, what if you stop talking for the rest of this podcast?
Honestly, you know what? For my brand, I probably should, considering the way people reacted to the last podcast.
Episode one hasn't even gone up yet.
This is the first time we're recording a podcast where our other podcasts are live. And dude, every single comment, anything relating to Rumble Pack is like, oh, Dano was so out of pocket. Oh my gosh, he's so family friendly on his channel, and on this channel, he's a menace.
Yeah, it's only downhill from here. They haven't seen episode two yet.
I wasn't even that out of pocket in the first episode. I was just simping over Rosalina the whole time. That's not that bad.
I looked up Royal Power. All right, number two. Here we go. Number two.
Chip tune. That's dog shit. I like the last note a lot, though. I really like the last note. It feels very Nintendo Direct.
Mm. Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah, it is very Nintendo.
Shocker. All right, that's number two. Here's number three.
Jared looks dead, C-Dot.
Is it like a combination of the first and the second
that's
one?
That's a combination of one and two.
Mm.
I'm still a one.
Yeah,
the first one was the best.
I kind of like three, I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's gonna all be right. Three now.
Now here's number four.
This, viewers.
I feel like the
bit more of a
the,
chill.
Like sax, like the sax is trying harder, but like
yeah,
it's not getting there.
Aww. It's not getting there.
A little sax man.
All right, but these last two, I don't know about the next one, but I'm a big fan of like the bookend ones and three. So okay. Here we go. Here's number five. Yes.
That just sounds like a cacophony. That was literally the too much same going thing, on. Huh? One was
I need
so
to hit one again.
Fuck
one
five again.
Yeah.
Play right, the last one and then play six. One again.
All right, and then I'll play one again because I do think one is the best one. But let's listen to six.
Hypothetically, I think we play should rig the vote and make one win.
Run it
no
back to one.
What.
Yeah, let's here eliminate five, and I think.
I like it.
Ooh,
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I'm actually I'm one. One truther now, dude.
Yeah, hypothetically, I want you to all put one in the comments.
Hypothetically, hypothetically, this is a threat. If you don't pick one, we're gonna do it anyway. Yeah.
If anyone puts five, I'm deleting your comment.
If the top comment was anything else, we could just get rid of it.
Hypothetically, of course. So that's one, two. Thoughts on one is the best one.
Yes,
three's getting there. And then
I don't think we should even humor this. It's just one. It's just one.
Yeah, actually, hypothetically, what if we didn't have a contest? It's one. Roll it for the intro.
Well, how about we get into hypotheticals, Dano? And you know what? Maybe you. Dano, maybe you should start the hypotheticals.
Oh,
did you prepare
maybe
one?
Maybe you should.
I have a couple. Okay, so listen, I wanted to go into a different strategy because everybody's going to, you know, choose hypotheticals from all around the internet and everything. I wanted to be unique, so I Googled hypothetical questions to ask your boyfriend because, you know, we're all pretty close and everything.
Sure.
So I just think we'll just apply that. No, but first, before that, let's full send it with the clone conversation because I've wanted to talk about this for a while. Basically, if you guys don't know, we started having this conversation just on a late night Discord call a while ago. It was, would you clone yourself? And we started talking about it and got into like a pretty heated debate. And then we were like, oh, save it for the podcast because we knew we were going to have to, you know, record it eventually. I personally would clone myself no matter what. People always say like, oh, they're going to kill you or you guys are going to have different experiences and they'll learn more, I don't know, different ways and stuff. I don't care. I would vibe with a clone of mine so much.
Wait, would a clone be the same gender as I am?
Gender? Is that what you
said? Oh!
Wait! No!
Yes! No! Hold on! If you change,
This is a different. This is a different question.
This is a different question. A gender swapped clone of you is a whole different conversation.
Yeah,
who wouldn't do that?
That's a different level.
Well, hell no, then. What the hell would I have the same version of me?
We'll get to that
one
later. We'll get to that one later.
That'll be the second hypothetical. Yeah.
Okay, so what are the pros and cons of having a clone of yourself?
Okay,
so
pros.
Do they have your memories?
Yes. So hold on. So when you, so in this hypothetical, you were cloned at the same, and up until this moment, you all have the exact same experiences, memories, are virtually unable to tell the difference between each other, except for the fact that whoever cloned you tells you which one the clone is. Otherwise, there's no way for you to be able to tell. There's a thing in Invincible about this. Anyway, from that moment on, you guys can live different experiences and things because, you know, if you go through the different things, you're going to, you know, grow slightly different brains. But up until that point, they're the exact same in the brain. So pros and cons. Let's just list this out really quick. And then everybody else can have the floor because I am unchanging my mind. I want to have a clone no matter what. Pros. At least for a YouTuber, you got somebody else to edit. One person can just edit. One person can record. And then maybe you can flip halfway through. One person can script. You know what? Just double the work. How about that? For me, I would be able to work all the time. Finally, I wouldn't have to hang out with my girlfriend all the time. I could just send my clone to do that. Or the other way around. The other way around. I could spend more time with my girlfriend while my clone does the work. That's what I meant. Anyway, cons. There is one girlfriend. I don't know how she feels about sharing. Maybe a threesome is a
anyway.
No,
you can move on to the next point.
Isn't she behind you, Dano?
No, she left actually. My room is too hot, so she's not in this episode. That would have been a funny bit if I could just pan and Leia would be right there. Although she did open up a YouTube account and I can't plug it on my channel or my Twitter, apparently, because everybody immediately she's like, She's like, Dano, you can't promote this because I want to grow on my own. And then I was like, okay. So I promoted it on my Twitter because she doesn't have Twitter. And then she was like, why does it say all my views are coming from X? She caught on to me like immediately. So anyway, she doesn't watch the podcast. So if you guys want to go subscribe to Leia Salazar, I think is on the.
Goodness gracious.
There you go. First time didn't work. So don't tell her I sent you. Anyway, I don't know. What does everybody else think about the clones?
Okay, yeah. Here's my take.
We went through like three seasons of this.
You're assuming that your clone would want to do your work, dude.
It's me! I know I would want to do my work!
No, but here's the thing.
I'm a workaholic.
No. Here's the thing.
I have to be ripped away from my computer to go on dates.
Dano, in your situation, what if when you send your clone to be with your girlfriend and your actual self works, like the clone steals your girl and just gets happier and leaves and moves away to Texas, dude.
No, but and like what happened? I know Dano wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
Exactly,
I don't
want to
leave, dude. I know myself. I would not do that. I'm already like, too dedicated. Yes, I know for a fact that
Dano,
if I were
we
able to clone
entire
myself,
three season yeah. ARG on why this would not work out very
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly.
Those were evil clones. The whole point was that they were evil.
Do you know what? Dano is swaying me. Originally, when he brought up the first time, like a year ago, or whatever, I was like anti-Dano side. But I feel like if it was a clone of me, we would trust each other because I feel like I trust myself, and I would trust cloning myself. And therefore, that clone would trust me.
Yeah, the clone is going to see Dano that. Locking in and say, yep, that's a person I can trust.
We're not
doing right?
Because there would be yeah. no distinction of, like, which one's the original and which isn't. So I feel yeah. like you just, like, have to RPS for everything. You just go, like, all right, who's editing? Who's doing it? It's like, oh, fine, I'll do it.
But if you RPS, you'll do the same thing every time because they're exactly the same
oh,
as you.
Oh, you're right.
Here's
like,
the thing.
No,
one would have to just always be heads. One would have to be tails. You just flip a coin.
True. That's true.
Flip a coin.
Here's the
you
thing.
Have to.
I feel like because you're the actual human, you're going to put like the chores and all the boring stuff on the clone. And the clone is going to start to hate you. But he knows that he can't beat you up because it's the same thing.
No, that's why you should never clone yourself, Pear, because your clone is just you. And if you had a second version of you, you would do those things.
Yeah,
that's
so what you're saying, Pear, is that you would just be abusive, Pear. Not everybody is like you, okay? Maybe we wouldn't abuse our clones. Maybe the rest of us are
you
good people. You think about that, pal?
I'm not gonna argue that.
But then guys, you're talking about work. What about romance? What about your girlfriend? Dano, would you actually smash your clone? Talking about
what?
Three ways.
Oh, hold on.
Dano was talking about three ways. I mean, I want to know that. You know, like would he actually smash himself?
The most that I think
it's more
I
like
would
a
do,
tag team.
Oh, that's okay. True, but I would
double
probably
dash.
Like to explore myself a little more. There was a Rhett and Link video about them cloning themselves, and the one thing that they did was like stare at each other from behind, because you never get to see that view unless you like awkwardly look in a mirror, right? I think I would like to just observe all the angles. Other than that, I don't think I would go as far as to like
do you guys know the recent season of The Boys, the guy who can duplicate himself multiple times?
Oh,
they did
no.
this bit.
Nope, wouldn't
they
do that. Did
this
wouldn't do that.
Fine I
God.
Just watched that scene.
I mean, that's The Boys. That's like,
oh,
that's a
my
given.
God.
Viewers, don't look it up. Do not look it up.
Don't.
Okay. But what if it was the gender swapped clone of you?
Definitely.
Would you date you but female?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, in this
you
scenario,
guys are
well, that's listen, in this scenario, number one, okay, listen, I already hate myself like a very certain amount. And so I feel like a woman version of me, well, wait. We would agree on where to eat all the time. My girlfriend and I don't agree on where to eat half the time. And that's probably the biggest hurdle in our relationship. So that would be nice. But at the same time, I don't know, man. I think I would make a pretty attractive woman. However, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to get along with myself for that long.
It's like interesting to me right. Straight up. Dude, that's like saying that's you're plowing true. Your sister, bro.
Yeah.
But then, you know the saying, like, if you don't like yourself, gender swap, like in an app, you can like make a gender swap version of yourself. Like, if you wouldn't smash that, then you have to lower your standards. Ooh. What do you think about that?
That's fun.
Ooh. Wait, question. So Dano's 6'11", right? So, would the gender swapped, like, would the female version of you be the same height as you, or would it be like normal proportions?
Well, if it's a clone,
because
it should
if
be
that's
the, same
the case,
height.
then clone Dano just puts on a Rosalina costume and it's curtains.
Yeah,
I just thought of something.
I'm never, yeah, I would just stay locked in my room forever.
if you do something with the clone and they have a kid, the kid would also be a clone.
Okay, that, yo.
Okay, now, wait, now I'm playing my clone. I'm making exactly. it fun dude. The world is over.
Like a, dude, I think this is a thing about, like, people have been trying to do this for a while about making, like, making a very perfect clone of themselves, like with, like, siblings and stuff. This sounds terrible. Like a pair of girl siblings and a pair of guy siblings have been trying to, like, figure out, like, genetically they're brothers. If two sisters marry two guys that are brothers, then technically they're kids, even though they're cousins. Genetically they're brothers. Like, this is, like, real science, bro. This is science, yo. And so there's actually been people that are trying to, like, self-impregnate themselves. I don't know how the science works or if it's possible or if anybody's been successful.
Wait. How do we
get
this
has gone, like, a whole other rabbit hole.
Yeah, incest. Like, where did from,
backtrack.
Where did those two things link?
Who was the first person that brought up smashing clones? I think that person just
it was Joe. It was Dano. It was Dano talking about three-ways. There you go, Dano.
I brought it up, but I didn't say I would. I would not smash
next
myself.
Hypothetical. Let's go to next the next hypothetical. One.
Yes. I have a really good one. So what if with Shorts Wars, what if we didn't end it this season? What would we do?
We'd be dead.
We had, like, the idea.
We wouldn't survive.
We'd be dead. Me and Bam would be dead. Bam, like, at least a solid 3 months before I am.
Story-wise.
Well, originally we were going to keep Clone Riggy alive and do the whole season based on Clone Riggy, right? Like, that was the plan
of, like, the finale for season two and, like, oh, yeah, and then I can lead into season three. But then we were thinking, what would season three even be about?
It would be, like, us versus Clone Riggy, but then it would just be kind of dragged on too long. And also, it'd be difficult to, like, animate the full thing. Like, us versus Clone Riggy, I feel like that would get old pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Regardless, we were planning on having the boss die this or in season two. Mm-hmm. Season two was going to end with the boss dying originally, and then we changed it so, like, the court case was the finale, because we were just like, we don't want to drag it on any longer than it needs to be, because
we'd rather end it on a high note.
Where it ended was great.
The last minute detail.
I want to talk about this here, because since Shorts Wars ended, a lot of people were mad that we killed off the boss and Preston. But, like,
we had to,
because the series is over and, like, we're not going to use them anymore. So, in a sense, artistically, they are dead. Poetry.
Artistically and literally, they are dead. And they're not coming back, Dano.
I argued that.
If you need more closure and you're like, where's my Shorts Wars content? I'll be milking melon for views.
Exactly. Yeah. Pear's milking melon for views. Melon. I would have milked Preston. Are you kidding me? That sounds terrible.
Clip that now!
The way people talk about him on Twitter. Bucket.
My god.
I wonder if I'll be able to make it one episode without saying something. Anyway, but what is Anna streaming? Oh, here we go. Yeah, see? Yeah, this is the self-impregnation thing. Oh, this is House. I like House. I've been watching this.
What is this?
It's House MD. I literally watch this now while I'm editing.
Wait, was this what are you talking about?
This is what, like, I was talking about. I think
I'm
Anna
looking
pulled up
at
the
mitosis right now. What's going on?
Yeah. This is it.
That's just an embryo, bro.
This is the Jesus thing. Like, somebody just
did
a sequel.
This is like some Pokemon shit. I don't understand.
This is Pokemon. In what?
Mega evolution. Mega evolution.
I watched one episode of House the other day. I'm house pilled now. I'm gonna watch House probably.
Dude, well, I watched the first six episodes back to back, and I got really tired of it. But then what I started doing is editing while watching House, and it's perfect because, one, you don't need to see it. Like, it's a bunch of people talking most of the time. And when they're not talking, it's something gross that I don't want to look at anyway. So it works perfect. I'm just editing and listening to House a podcast since I ran out of trouble.
What's good about House? Like, House? What is good about the show?
It's a med show, except...
The guy who wanted to make house, me and Dano keep picking the wrong moments to talk. The guy who wanted to make house, he wanted to make Sherlock, but they wouldn't let him make Sherlock. So he made it a medical drama instead. And like House is just Sherlock. That's the show.
Okay. And when he says Sherlock, it's accurate to the book Sherlock, which means he's like an a-hole and smarter than everybody and like holier than thou. And also he has a drug addiction, which is, I don't know if you guys know, like original Sherlock is like, he's kind of an a-hole because he knows everything about. Have you guys seen like the British version of Sherlock? It's one of the best series on television. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, dude, it's peak. But no, yeah, it was basically Sherlock. Like the main guy, it's a medical drama, but the main guy hates his job, but he's really good at his job, and it's really interesting to watch. Anyway,
audio,
what were we talking about before? Preston?
Okay, Anna just pulled up a house body pillow.
That's actually kind of sick, dude.
How much? Price now?
Bam!
Wait, is the house guy attractive?
$39.
I want to know everyone's rating.
He shaves, like, no, but with a beard, yes.
You just got daddy and mommy things, Dana, don't you?
Jeez.
Yeah.
parental issues. No.
Dude, that pillow goes hard.
That pillow's honestly, still worse than a
pillow.
We can
talk about
pillow.
Secret Santa. That just reminded me.
Well, no, hold
Look
on.
Up House MD's ceiling decal. Please, God.
I feel like we didn't talk enough about Shorts Wars or like the next season, or like if we were to do a next season of Shorts Wars. Like,
I gotta see the ceiling.
It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, we're completely
Shorts Wars
the
is
house.
Over. No, I'm kidding.
The one that goes on the ceiling.
Wait.
The one that goes on the ceiling. The ceiling decal.
Guys, Squid Game Season 2 trailer just dropped. Live reaction in the podcast or no?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm joking.
Netflix but that reminds killed. Me. That reminds me.
Gone.
What we wanted to do for Season 3 initially was Squid Games.
Oh,
for
yeah.
like different
no,
YouTube
two.
Creators and like just
yes.
fight
oh,
to the death and
yeah,
challenges.
Yes. That was original idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was,
like a Hunger Games / Squid Game. Oh, that was
we were
such
gonna,
a good
fly
idea.
Fly everyone out and have like the boss like put us in a saw trap.
It would have been terrible, dude. It would have been so scuffed.
We would have made it work. We would have.
Honestly, we still can do that.
That's true.
Yeah, we can do Rumble Games.
Like, dude, we could just like do Saw. Like, we should lock people in rooms and like have them hack off their legs and stuff.
Okay, Dano.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. Reaction. Yeah.
You can do it on the main channel, Dano.
Dano, you did say in episode 1 that one of your predictions was my legs could fall off, and that's how we do a Saw trap and my legs fall off.
There we go. See? I know things. I'm a prophet. Thank you.
And then Johnny cyberpunks his legs to be 8 feet tall.
Brilliant.
Sick.
Brilliant. There we go. And Johnny becomes
someone
Rosalina
fan
and we live
that
happily
for me, please.
Ever together.
Oh, God. Wait,
Johnny,
of,
Johnny without
Johnny
his legs?
Johnny with like Overwatch cyberpunk legs. I would love
Dude.
To see that.
Really quick.
I would
you know
also
tough?
Love to see that.
You know what's tough about Preston dying is everybody else but me agrees that he should stay dead. I like bending to the will of the fans, and so in my mind, I'm like, but they want him in fan service. That is not a good sign for Toon Turf, because part of the whole show is that so many characters die, and it's going to be tough if every week somebody's like, no, bring him back, bring this character back, bring this character back, and I'm just like, yeah, no, I gotta
to
learn
resilient.
To...
Resilience.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
so
that's why we're
that's
here,
tough.
Dano. We're here to tell you no to basically every single idea you have on characters living.
Bam, do you have hypotheticals? Hit us, dude. Did you prepare
I've
any?
Got, I no, but I thought one on the spot. What would you do if you like wake up late at night, right?
Hypothetically.
And you're hypothetically, you wake up late at night, you're really hungry. So you walk down or like wherever your like kitchen is located, you open the fridge and a tiny little 10 centimeter tall man runs out of the fridge and turns the corner around. You never see them again. What do you do?
What is this? Like?
Okay, hold on. How did you think of that just then? Like, what got you to that hypothetical?
What's a hypothetical situation?
Wait, so
you know, just like, what if a little green guy
ran
out
just
your
thinks
fridge?
Of little guys constantly.
Like, what
I feel
would
like
you
couldn't
green?
Tell
I didn't
anyone.
Know about green.
You
Wait,
never see
like
it again.
Goblin.
Well, that's a leprechaun then. I just tell people leprechauns are real.
Wait, so you never see it again? Is that in the hypothetical?
No, yeah. You open the fridge, and he runs out, turns the corner, you never see him again.
What?
I'd burn down the house.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but then probably everyone, I'd like to think for religious.
Him. No, hear me
I'd
out.
Set up a trap.
If you burn the house or do anything, you never see it again. So everyone's going to think you're a freak. Like, you're like, right. What are you doing, bro? Like, why are you burning down the house?
I'd probably see, like,
you
a
know,
doctor.
You know 100%, yeah. Like, without a doubt, that it was real and you saw it. That's, and like, that is 100%.
Start probably praying that God keeps you safe from the demons.
Dude, I mean, I guess I make a short about it.
I just saw a little green guy come out of my fridge, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's unironically a bad short.
I swear to you, a little green man, he came out of my fridge and he disappeared forever.
Johnny, legitimately make that tomorrow.
Can you just do that? Can you just make that short? Can you just make that short? No context. That would be so funny. You drop it like a day before the podcast and everybody just thinks you're insane.
No, you got to drop it right now. It's way funnier
if you
drop it right now.
This podcast is so great. Because we can just, like, do that now. We could just, like, come up with bits that, like, have no context, make a short about it, and then a week later, everyone's like, oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, people got the...
Instead of the QR code, we just all start talking about this little green guy.
Yeah, all of us do the green guy. People are like, oh, it's like, a new ARG, the little green guy running out of people's fridges.
Oh my gosh.
Wait,
it's like how I made the video for the where is it? The Rumble Pack. The actual Nintendo.
You're like, oh, this is foreshadowing something.
And yeah. Like, oh, this foreshadows something, it? You know?
A little green guy ran out of my fridge?
I would Johnny, not even kidding. You need to make that short. I'm not even joking. Like,
I will.
A little green guy just ran out of my fridge, and honestly, it's pretty wild.
Hypothetically, would you, quote, lock in, unquote, every single podcast? I can't. Like, okay, I was not present on the previous podcast, but when Bundan told me about this concept, it just doesn't leave my mind. All right, like, okay, Dano, no offense, no, like, you know.
No offense,
I'm not judgmental.
But I think you
I'm
have
not
problems.
Judgmental. I'm not judgmental, but I just want to know what makes you do it. Just like, you know, speed on this information, obviously, but like,
I just have problems. Yeah, no, it started when I was working at my job, and I wanted to quit and become a YouTuber. No. What would I strap to? Would I just walk around with
cashier?
A belt hanging around my neck? No, I wasn't.
Dano's in Walmart, like checking people out, tied to the post.
I know, dude. Yeah, dude, my 80. Dude, honestly, listen, I'm going to be 100% for real. I'm younger than all of you. I probably have the worst, like, every single generation we go down, the attention spans get worse, right? So statistically, I have a worse attention span than all of you. I think soon, like give it a year or two, there will never be any more influencers that become YouTubers unless they strap themselves to chairs and force themselves up.
No.
Like
no,
seriously.
No.
Kids,
Dano,
if you're listening, do not strap yourself to a chair.
Do not.
No, yeah, you're right. Don't do this. Massive safety hazard. Choking yourself is bad. I've already started losing brain cells because I'm not getting enough oxygen to my head. So don't do that. But seriously.
Fan art of Dano tied to his chair.
Please don't. God, this is going to look like a whole BDSM thing. I'm going to get canceled in a week,
that's
dude.
That's the one fan art to not make. That's
no,
the
no,
one to
make
not
it sexual.
Make.
Make it funny.
People
make
are
going to
no, people are going to make it no matter what now. Listen. Yes. Listen, if it wasn't for me belting myself to a chair, Toon Turf wouldn't come out until 2029. So all of you, I bet they're thanking me. They're like, "Oh, thank goodness Dano straps himself to a chair because Toon Turf gets to come out now, okay? You did you did this." I don't have a good attention span and I can't stay motivated. You know, even when I'm sitting at my desk and I'm working on Toon Turf, I get distracted.
Like, you could just go to a doctor.
Drugs are expensive. No, my uncle died of a drug overdose. I'm not going down that route, dude. Belt is easier.
Become an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can get addicted to anything. You can get addicted to anything.
And you're addicted
right now, you're
to locking
addicted to
in.
The grind.
Yeah, the grind. The grind's my drug. I don't need real pills. I have the grind.
Dano, is this the difference from 2003 to 2004? Is this what's going on here?
What about 2004?
You're born in 2004, right?
No. Huh? Yeah, I was. I'm just gaslighting you. That was a really funny reaction that you gave, though.
Wait, 2004?
Yeah. Dude, see, that gave this face of like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, just like, I was like, there really is a lack of oxygen.
Now, what about 2004, though? I didn't hear what you said.
Is this a difference? Because I'm 03.
Oh, yeah, no, this is the difference. Dude, my girlfriend has like a major phone addiction. It's wild. Like every 5 minutes, she'll have to check. You know those ghost notifications? Like people check their phones now and they don't have anything. Syndrome? No. They'll just check their phone constantly, like, you know, thinking they have a notification, even though there's nothing on the phone. It's just a massive thing. My girlfriend suffers from it. Like pretty much everyone in my generation. Yeah, phantom
syndrome.
Is that what it is? Well, it's not even like
your phone vibrates in your pocket and you're like, oh, gotta check, but then it's nothing.
No. It's worse than that, because like your phone can just be on your desk or like, you know, on your bed or something. You have to go constantly. It is similar to that, yeah, but it's worse. It's just, yeah, no, it's my generation is screwed, dude. It's only gonna get worse from here. It's all downhill. Especially, dude, VR, AI, you're gonna be able to just like listen, you're gonna be able to strap yourself into a headset, AI generate whatever you want, and live that. You're gonna lock it. Yeah, you're gonna belt yourself to a chair. So watch like Jinx from League of Legends or Rosalina or whatever, and just
Is that your dream, Dano?
Please. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
If you woke up and you had $1 billion, you just like have $1 billion, you wake up.
A classic.
I would kill all
what? Jeez. Immediately, just you move to killing, just like hiring a hitman, bam.
I think straight up, do it myself. Like, I know this is a boring answer, but I think I just straight up put it in the stock market.
What an idiot! It's $1 billion. You don't need any more money. Because
listen, explain.
No, listen, dude. If you put $1 billion in the stock market, and you invest,
you can lose it all.
You can just live how you're living right now, for like 5 more years. Because I have a good life right now. And then in like 5 years, bro, I take it out. It's gonna be like $2 billion.
That is the stupidest answer I've ever heard in my life. Pear, it is $1 billion. You never need to work for ever again. But it's $1 billion, Pear.
Alternative solution. $1 billion on red.
I'm glad someone said it, Johnny. I'm glad someone said it.
Those are morons.
If you lose, you lose your money. If you win, you're on a hit list.
If you win, the casino dies.
Yeah,
they're gone forever.
I'm
gonna fix how you think, Pear. Wait, hold on. If you put $1 billion in a savings bank account, and that's all you did,
no, not savings.
No. Well, let me cook. If you just put it in a general savings account,
shut up, Pear.
The worst thing you can do, you'll make $40 million a year. That's just you putting in a bank account. Dude,
yeah,
you don't
not
need
even mention
money.
A Roth IRA.
You don't need that much money. It's like that's like infinite money. You literally can put it in the bank account and you're making 40 mil a year.
Yeah. Like, no, dude, there's a thing on Twitter
it's the same thing, Bonnet. It's the same thing with like stocks. You put it in like a stock, you get dividends. That's kind of what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
but your life doesn't change getting an extra.
You don't need any more money. Yeah. It is $1 billion.
I am a businessman. Okay.
No, it is $1 billion, Pear.
Keep 100 mil. Invest. Pay another guy to invest your 900 mil.
Here's the thing, dude. Okay, with $1 billion, yes, you can basically get everything you want. But like, what if you want even more stuff? What if you want to buy a yacht?
I can't believe I'm talking
to a yacht, Pear.
A yacht is
Pear. A yacht is like 10 mil tops. Nobody's gonna pay like $1 billion for a yacht.
Cruise ship with the bill.
What if you want to buy a company? You know, like. Yahoo, give
hey,
me.
Why do you get wait? Okay, what would
why
you
would you want Yahoo?
What would you use?
Because I
want to
shut it down.
Yeah, exactly. Pear. Listen. You're saying that you want to buy a business to make more money. That's the point of having a business, right? So what is it that you're trying to achieve here? What is the end goal? Will there ever be a point where you just say enough is enough? You terrible capitalistic pig. This is why we can't have nice things in America, Pear. It's your fault.
Keep going.
I agree with Dennis.
Keep going, bro.
Oh,
if the Elon Musk is just a PNG Tropius, dude.
There's like this thing. It's like, have you guys seen that Twitter post? It's like,
bro.
We haven't. There's a Twitter post that says we should just stop having billionaires. When you get to $999 million, you get a trophy that says you won capitalism and you screw off to an island because you don't need any more money than that. Okay, it's just so stupid. What I would do, I would open an animation studio and then probably ride a cruise ship for a while and then just go back to doing that because I like telling stories.
The thing about this hypothetical, though, as well, is I don't think anyone in the world has $1 billion liquid cash. Like most, like when people are like a billionaires,
good
it's
question.
Like in things. They can't just grab $1 billion and like throw it at stuff.
Let's say you get a
Anna, can you wait.
Stock equity.
Anna, can you pull that up? Does anybody have $1 billion liquid? There has to be someone.
Definitely not.
There
no
has
way.
To be someone.
I don't know if it's
no
possible,
way.
There's
no
bro.
Way.
Like,
yeah, it is.
Probably like someone like, in ancient times, but not like nowadays.
Well, yeah.
If you have it liquid, it's not even insured that much. Like, I think they only
yeah,
insure,
that's scary,
like,
bro.
I got it.
Ooh,
gold
yeah. How much
bars.
Do they
insure
money
gold
up to?
Bars. A full
think,
room.
Yeah,
full,
you get $1 billion in like diamond.
Perry, you are the sole problem that is wrong with America.
Thank should you. We go to the next? Should we go to the next hypothetical? Let's keep
you Texas I'm mother.
I've got a hypothetical.
I'm ready.
Right.
Let's hear it.
Hypothetically, what if you had free will?
Dude, are we doing what? Free will debate?
I really no. This needs to be a whole nother episode. But I should we are we gonna dive into this right now?
We can do
right
a
now?
Whole episode talking about this.
Could
yes.
Like,
yeah.
Let's postpone
I feel like
this.
Like we could.
See, now this is yeah, goaded, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Okay. 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 Well. Okay, well then, I got no. I got multiple. I got multiple. We're good.
Okay.
Hypothetically. Hypothetically, you are
the quote unquote free will episode.
You are transported into your favorite video game of all time. All right. And there's another part to Ooh. This. And you can't change it right now. You have to lock it in right now. All right. Lock in your favorite game of all time right now. You yep. have to choose.
Give me a minute. Wait, give me
to
a minute.
Be any NPC in that world. Who are you choosing?
Any NPC.
Okay.
Hold on.
I
can't think
Stardew.
Of my favorite game.
I picked Stardew, so I'm chilling.
He's just a guy in a farm.
I just walk. I walk and sit at a place for about 2 hours, and then I walk and sit at another place for 2 hours.
Dude, okay.
See, I picked Pokemon Emerald, so I'm literally stuck at my house, and I can't move an inch.
That's the worst life. Dude,
I know.
Being the Pokemon mom in Pokemon Emerald, you're just there, and you never see your son again. They just
no,
leave
you don't
and go off, and
you just
never
stand
come back.
Still for eternity.
Dude, I reckon I would do, I picked Super Smash Bros. When C-Dot was saying it, and I would pick like Giga Bowser in like the story mode. So I'm just this big guy, and I'm just
you're just standing on Final Destination
like
waiting.
Ralph. You just like wait for them to get to that part of the game, and then you go, it's showtime, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, Dana, who your favorite game is? Not
Portal.
Galaxy One. It's like Portal, right?
Portal.
Yeah, it's Portal. I don't want to be anyone from Portal. The
just
whole
the cake,
everyone's
dude.
Dead.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah, be the cake.
But,
cake gets
know,
eaten.
Hypothetically, what? Who would you be?
Hypothetically,
any
it could
non-playable
be
character.
Dana.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be Rosalina. I want to smash Rosalina. Let's do different
okay.
things.
Okay. All right,
Joe. Bam. Do you
have yeah.
Anna, can you censor that out? So it
is...
sounds like I said a swear. That'd be funnier.
Audio
than
listeners, Dano is drooling right now.
It's
audio listeners. Dano's mouth is like comically on the floor. His tongue
it's like one piece,
out
just,
like a red carpet.
Please, audio I, listeners, I Pear is please, currently just not, the audio listeners right now. Pear is touching money, just like bathing in it, like Scrooge McDuck, like the greedy motherfucker he is. He is just swimming
yes.
in his
Dano,
money.
The drool is getting over the microphone. Your volume
know,
levels are fluctuating.
Audio listeners love you to death. There is like up to like Dano's chest. There's like a small like pool of water that's just drool. That's like it keeps getting
yeah.
bigger and bigger.
Like I'm surprised the whole state of California is not
someone,
flooded right
someone
now.
Someone animate this.
Yes, definitely. All right, bam,
okay,
you go.
Let's go back to the free will conversation. I have the free will to just leave this podcast. Well, you know, let's okay. do Rumble Pack. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What was the hypothetical again?
If, the okay,
game.
Your favorite game, you have to be
on
one NPC from your favorite game. Who was it?
An NPC from my favorite game. My favorite game.
You change
why
a lot,
do you think,
don't you?
Why doesn't Joe go while you think about it?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite game is Cyberpunk. Don't abbreviate that name. But, dude, you can't really be any NPC from Cyberpunk. You either get screwed by Corpo Gunks... or you get zero and you have to delta out of there. I mean, somebody from Arisaka, sure, I guess. I will be a Corpo Gonk.
Hold on, wait.
You can bang in it.
How about this? That's true. That would be the one game. Okay. Hold on, new question about the hypothetical.
With their ass? Is that that one where everyone, like, in the underwater level just looks at a
butt? No, the other one.
She's the one that you have, like, weird, like, Pacific Rim sex with.
Okay, cool.
In the tank.
In the mech. Yeah. Huh? Actually, in the tank.
Do you want to
meet that girl?
Okay, now hold on. New conversation.
I don't get paid.
Hold on, a new question about the game. Is this situation like you're getting transported in the game, or the game just like is like the full universe realized? Like,
you are an NPC in the video game.
It has to be like
you are an NPC.
What about like an implied NPC? Like, you don't necessarily see it on screen.
You are an NPC in the video game.
Yes. But like, does it have to be an NPC you see, or like, can it be an implied NPC? Like, ones that
you are an NPC.
It's one that's in the game.
In the game.
If you are the implied NPC, you are then just a voice in the void. That is who you are.
So I was gonna say. You know what? I was going to say, logically, I would be God then, because there's a God in every video game, technically.
Oh,
so I would just go in the portal universe and become Jesus.
Then I'll always getting these little loopholes.
No. We're moving on. Wait, Ben, did you answer yours?
I would be,
yeah, that was a cringe answer.
Zombie from COD Zombies.
Why? What? You just
that's
get
hype.
Shot.
That's hype.
That's hype, bro.
That's a
you just get
life.
Shot, Bam.
No, but
that's
favorite,
hype.
Yeah, it's my favorite game. And it's like, yeah, I'd exist in that world for like 10 seconds.
Actually, that's hype. Because it becomes like The Last of Us when there's like a hive mind. Because I feel like you'd be like the hive mind.
Oh, yes!
Zombies.
I'd be all
yeah.
zombies.
Yeah.
And you can walk zombies. Around going like, you can walk around going, like the whole time.
It sounded so like, dude, Johnny, that sounded like, just like the sound.
Oh, no, buy my plush.
Or if you're the one commanding it, you could go, fetch me their souls the whole time.
There's multiple people commanding it. You have to choose one. No, I'd be all the zombies. That's good.
That's great. You guys know my favorite game is Xenoblade 3, right? Pear?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we all know.
Yeah, we know.
Yes, we all know.
So you're going to be one of the big titty anime
Xenoblade
girls?
3.com is
Xenoblade3.com. There's a little challenge mode in the game where one of the guys is just like a little fluffball Furby, but also God. Make me that guy.
Are you sponsored, CDOT? Because it definitely sounds
it sounds like it a lot. It sounds like it a lot. CDOT is like, I think CDOT's more than sponsored.
That, have you
He's
heard
like
of Xenoblade 3.
No, okay. Hold on. I feel like CDOT is more than sponsored. Have you guys ever seen like that community episode where a guy is just paid to be Subway?
Nintendo industry plant.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
John Nintendo. I saw him. Mm-hmm.
John? It's a Japanese company, Bam.
Bam, that joke went right over Dano's head.
Okay.
No, I know, but like if you're gonna
I have a good one, a wholesome one, for once.
Yes.
Yep.
Let's move it to a normal one, okay? This is a classic, but it's kind of fun. So, hypothetically, if this entire group was transported to an island,
I'd die
two
first.
Questions, two questions. Could we get back to the mainland? And the second question, who would be the group leader?
Joe.
Wait, what?
I think
Joe would be the group leader.
Who here lives in the most harsh condition? Bundun.
Australia.
That's true. Those spiders. Yeah, those huntsman spiders.
You lead us to victory, all right?
Dude, just because there are huntsman spiders here doesn't mean I'm not afraid of them, too.
Like, yeah, but you've taken them out.
Well, in that case, I say Joe. Joe would speed run us off.
I don't think we survive. I'm saying we don't survive. I think we're dead.
Who dies first? Besides me.
The worst occupation to be put on an island. We're YouTubers. We know nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like,
okay, hold on. Who would
I
die
feel like
first?
We don't know anything, but I feel like we'd like. I think four of us would make it back.
Yeah. And Bundun, you say we don't know anything, all right? You say we don't know anything, but clearly you haven't watched 5 Minute Crafts, all right? I can make a raft.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, Dano's gonna be like, well, I made a short about this, and then we're gonna die. Like, that's what's gonna happen.
No, we're. I feel like we all have like the collective knowledge of one normal person. Like we can put our bodies together to come up with the solution to any problem. So we'll be like,
you guys are underselling Joe. He's got 2 degrees. Can we put that on the podcast, Joe?
Well, not in survival, dude. Like in business.
But you do have 2 degrees.
That's business, not getting off.
That doesn't matter. I didn't go to college.
How many shorts have you speed ran, Joe? You actually have so much collective knowledge from just watching so many that's shorts.
True. Yeah, speaking
about
that.
How many of those are good,
not brain rot, yeah.
Yeah, most of that is probably brain rot that just literally destroyed my attention span. So speaking of which, Dana, I have the lowest attention span here, okay?
No, surely not. I have to belt myself to a chair to do work, so I don't think you have a lower attention span.
I don't do work, just to begin with.
I'm team we do get off the island, and I'm actually team we all survive, too.
All survive.
Okay, I've got a question.
Because there's 7 of us.
I'm gonna add to this hypothetical. If you had to eat someone from the group, who's getting eaten first?
Daniel.
I'm the smallest, thinnest, skinniest.
Are you dying first?
I'd wait.
I'd say the weakest.
I'm eating Dano, dude.
Well, hypothetically, who would die first? Who would die first among us?
Well, Dano's the youngest, so we eat him. Yeah. Wait, is Dano the youngest?
That means I'm the most fit. That means I'm the most. That means I'm gonna last the longest.
Actually, you're the yummiest to eat.
Dano, I'm sorry. Dano, I actually would not eat you. Here's why. Because I think you're the tallest one. What if we need to reach like a coconut in the tree? You're the only one that can do it.
That's true. You guys are screwed. You guys would be screwed. No more coconuts for you since you're eating me already.
Wait, Dano, what is your height? Is it
6'3", 6'4"? It's one of the two. No, Pear keeps increasing it every time he mentions my height, which is hilarious. Okay. I'm gonna be like 10'10 by the end of the podcast.
That's gonna be so really? Funny. Okay, that's a new bit.
Okay, so Dano can't be eating because he's tall. You can't eat me or you're racist because I'm the only Asian one here.
That's true.
Wait, hold on.
Cut that out of the podcast. What?
Most of the people in here are white, and so I feel like I would be too spicy.
True.
I can't even eat rice without it being too spicy. So.
I'm packed with protein.
I don't get that.
But I don't. I feel like I'm too vital. I'm too essential.
To be alive and not
wait.
Tasty,
too essential to be alive or to be killed.
To be alive. No, you need me.
Because you need me. All right. So you know, Bam. What's your defense? You're the.
I think Bam is actually very tasty.
What?
I actually have thought that before. Bam's avatar just looks like a star bit. Dude, I would love to chomp into that.
Yeah, look at that little guy.
He's got a burger.
Yeah.
He has a burger right there.
And yeah. Bam cannot defend himself.
Bam, how tasty do you think you would be? Have you tried yourself before?
I'll defend myself, all right? I have spent...
Bam, you're muted.
Contrary to what everyone else has,
Bam's
apparently.
Mic's broken. So he can't defend himself.
So yeah, there you go.
No!
Bam gets eaten first. There
yeah, because his mic's muted, he's eaten. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Despite what you all may think, I spend a lot of time outdoors.
Really?
So why are you so white? Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. I can see your face right now, Seal.
Yeah, it's like, dude, among us.
Listen, I'm cracker white too. I don't get sun either. But I feel I don't know, man. Canada outside is different anyway. Right, it's like everybody's nice and like there's maple syrup on the trees.
Maple syrup.
It's not the real outside, C-Dot. We got the real outdoors here.
Statistically speaking, Canada is way harsher of a climate
and way more
to live in.
I want you to. LA is like you live in the.
LA is worse.
When I went to LA, it was sunny and partial clouds. I was in bloody Minecraft creative mode every.
So you went on the one good day that LA. Listen, every other day, LA has got like a homeless guy fighting another homeless guy over like some 2 pounds of trash. Yeah, it gets pretty hot here though, dude. It's like 95 outside today. It's wild.
It's Dana, you should come to Canada when it's like.
What is that in Celsius?
It's not an Australian thing, Dano. What the?
Yes.
You sound like right now.
I'm an idiot.
No, it's
not. No, Bundan. No, don't do that. They're Americans. Don't do that.
It's
true. Celsius is the most smartest measurement system.
Use Celsius.
Fahrenheit is better for
no
being used to describe the feeling.
No. Yes.
The space
what?
Between.
No.
Dude, 100 degrees being hot just makes sense.
Because it just feels hot. Like,
my mouse is over the disconnect button. I'm tilted.
No.
Dumbest thing to
I'm tilted.
Yes,
I'm
I agree
tilted.
With Fahrenheit. It's the dumbest thing.
Fahrenheit
honestly, like,
is not a scientific measuring. It is a vibes-based
then what is
measuring.
It? Then what is it, Johnny? Vibes?
Vibes-based, and that's what it's
those
used
don't,
for.
Those don't exist.
You push the
those
button
not
on your
exist.
Thermostat down 1 Fahrenheit is way better than going down 1 Celsius.
Okay.
Johnny,
yeah.
have you ever used
reason.
Celsius on
dude,
a thermostat?
100 degrees Fahrenheit being hot just makes sense. What is your heat over there? What is like your heated temperature? 40?
Like Celsius,
that's the dumbest
like
thing in the world.
It doesn't make sense. I agree.
That's so stupid.
Americans
no, that's dumb.
Think
a bigger number means more vibe.
No, 100%! 100%! No, no.
We won the war. We can do
yeah,
it.
We won the war! Oh,
you
dude, I was this close.
No,
I was going to say it, and I didn't.
Oh
you
God.
Said it. We
oh,
won
the war. You lost a war to birds. You lost a war to birds.
We did.
Dude, listen. Statistically, America's so much better. You guys know about all of our elections. It's worldwide. We're the most entertaining. We have. Hey, all Marvel movies came from us. How many Marvel movies did you guys make, huh?
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, you got one actor. Guess what? We got. I'm blanking.
Notice
wow.
how he can't
all
think
of
anything.
We have LA. We have Los Angeles. We got Robert Downey Jr. We got Chris Evans. Have you seen Chris Evans
Dan,
before?
Wait,
that's
wait,
America's
wait.
Ass right
Dan,
there.
Your fingers are so long. What
oh,
the
yeah?
hell?
Oh, you think that's long? Yeah, I can bend it back. They're pretty cool.
Oh my God. What is that? Wait.
Okay, that just completely invalidated anything Dano just said. I agree, Bundan.
Well, because I've got long fingers.
Don't do that. Oh,
you want to know something cool? Hold on.
I can
pop
that.
My fingers out of place, and then they're like
God.
Stuck on the bone.
Okay.
Hold on, listen.
Alive,
I can do this.
Dude.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me turn up my mic really quick so you guys can hear when I pop them back in. Could you hear that? It makes like a little click noise.
Wait, for audio listeners, right now Dano is bending his fingers into like the most...
What?
And they're like longer than his
like, impossible way.
They're literally longer than his head.
It hurts my hands watching
don't,
it.
Don't.
Yeah, it's like how do you even? How do you?
Getting
like,
Metal
do that,
Gear
you know? 5.
Oh yeah, you can do like that
right now.
Yeah.
Wait, Dano, are you the tallest one out of all of us? I think you are. Right?
Wait, what's your height? What's your height?
I'm not as tall as Sean, but I'm taller than I think everybody here. But
what's your height?
Ha, look at that. Anna said we beat you in rugby. Ha ha. I don't know what that means.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's rugby?
All right.
In the Olympics that are happening right now, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, get rugby.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Americans invented a sport and then say
third
that.
Place, Canadian got second, and New Zealand got first.
Go women!
Wow. That's crazy.
Hey, no. Canada there. Bundan, we're safe.
What?
Oh, I thought you said no to the women winning. I was going to be like, hold on, CDOT. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? What,
Dan,
do you
I
not like women winning in sports?
Goes.
What'd you say?
But no one cares about what? Olympic rugby, bro. Who cares about Olympic rugby?
Yeah, we're talking about
saying that
because
you lost. Who cares about Olympic
right
rugby?
Now.
No. Okay, can we talk about Olympics? Because honestly, Olympics has so many side quests no one gives a fuck about. I'm going to be straight up. There's like the main sports, which is like the swimming, the sprinting. But there was this one I didn't even know existed, but went viral on Twitter, which was like some Korean chick shooting a pistol. And it looked sick.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how is this a sport? What even is this sport? I've never seen pistol.
If it wasn't for Mario and Sonic, I wouldn't care about the Olympics.
I think,
like,
we'd win in America. We'd win at pistol, but the people that use them are in school right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so, because the guy missed Trump.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
Didn't Jack Black just get canceled for that?
Was he at school?
Trump activated his enemy stand. That's what happened.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, in conclusion, Fahrenheit is a dumb system.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We can agree to disagree. Listen,
yeah.
Is it true that I think the Olympics in 2028 in LA is going to have like CSGO? I'm not even.
Yeah, they're adding gaming to the Olympics, which is wild.
That's so sick.
Like they should. Like they should.
Dude, I mean, imagine like, dude, streamers are going to be Olympians now. Do you realize that? Like they're famous streamers. We're going to be calling them Olympians. That's wild.
I see you with the gold medal for Overwatch.
Overwatch.
That's wild.
Gold medal.
I don't think it pops off. I think it fails. That's my bet. I think like all the other side quests of the Olympics. Like no one's going to care about it.
I actually
like people are going to realize they make more money just sitting there streaming than going to the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm.
I have a hypothetical for Dano.
Specifically, okay.
Hypothetically, what would you do if Riggy was just real?
Oh, fine. Like, oh, dude, run for my life.
Tomorrow, he's real, and like all of his lore is real.
It would be a lot easier to animate if all of his lore was real. Okay. Oh, dude. I would run for my life because of the way that our relationship works. Oh my gosh.
Wait,
I feel like
recording my mic.
Okay. In canon, Riggy would never kill me because I pay his bills, and he's not smart enough to realize that he can just kill me and take all my stuff. But I feel like if he was real, it wouldn't take him a long time to just connect the dots that, oh, I've murdered other people. I can just off Dano and just have his house. You know what I mean? Ugh, no, that would be horrifying. It would be cool that I wouldn't have to animate him anymore, but yeah, no, that's a... What would you do if all of your bad ideas came real at once, Johnny?
I'd be happy.
Yeah, that'd be sick, actually.
Sure.
What's your worst idea? What is your worst idea, Johnny, that you've ever made?
I don't even know. Because, like, the whole bit is that they're not, like, actually bad.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Okay, well, Even if it wasn't a short idea, but it was a good idea. No, Johnny, no. But think, like, just the worst idea you've ever had.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't a video.
Live at the end.
I had one that was like, it's a city that's like a cube, where the entire city is inside a cube.
Isn't that being made?
That sounds cool. That's in India, right?
The wall.
I actually want that.
But it'll be like underground, and you just like drive cars
underground. Cube.
So like Fallout or
like Pyrite,
like a made up word.
VR.
Okay, I've got a good philosophical question. Okay, and I want everyone's answer. Actually, may we have everyone say yes or no to this and then give reason? Because I'm curious before giving reason. Okay, is it okay for a YouTube video to be fake as long as the charitable things like gifting money are actually done?
Yes, 100%.
I didn't listen. Repeat the question.
Is it okay to have a YouTube video be fake as long as anything like charitable, like giving money, is real?
Yes.
Yes.
As long as you don't try and say that the video is 100% real, I think that if false advertising
is
a whole thing.
No, you can say, you have to say the video is like, it's fake. So like you're saying it's real, but you fake things, but the charitable things like money are actually done.
I think that's fine.
Like it's on a spectrum.
Man.
Like if you say, for example, like you're going to watch, I don't know, like Wreck-It Ralph for the first time. And you maybe like skip a couple scenes and maybe skim through parts you don't want to watch, I think that's fine. But if you say you're gonna cure 1,000 people's blindness and only cure like 90, then yeah, that's fucked.
Well, I would say that's the charitable thing. So you would do that. So if you say you're curing 1,000 people's blindness, you're actually doing it.
Then I still think it's on a spectrum. Like, I don't know. Like,
but let's say there really was. Like, let's use that as an example. And then there was no sad stories or emotional stories. So in post-production, you make up this whole sad story about this kid. Like, and like, eventually, like, he's happy or she's happy at the end of it. But that never actually happened.
I think it's fine as long as, like, the thing that's being stretched, like, the truth that's being stretched for the video is, like, more just for... It makes a better story if the guy's an orphan versus if he has, like, a brother. Like... It if you lie a little bit in ways that's like, oh, this is just an easier way to put this very complex situation, I think that's fine. Like if it's like, oh, I have like a really like complicated family life, it's easier to just say orphan than like say, oh, this guy has like a weird living situation where he's with this person on, like, it's so much easier to just say that. But if you're going like, oh yeah, I'm giving this money away to this homeless man and the guy's like rich, then it's like
I don't think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, interesting. But I do agree with you. So you're like saying like little white lie to summarize a complicated situation is fine.
Yeah, something that's not like, it's like, all right, it might not be 100% true, but like the idea of truth is there. Yeah, yeah, there's truth in it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Interesting.
If I were to do that, I would never want it to make it so that the thing that isn't true impedes on the person's like living actual like situation, because if let's say the video goes crazy and then people walk up to them, it's like, oh man, you know, I can really relate to you, you know, I was also an orphan, right? And then that's just a weird situation for the person, right?
I think people pretend to care a lot more about videos being fake than like on Twitter, if you see like a prank or something and you enjoy it and then you find out it's fake, it's like, oh, that sucks, but I enjoyed watching it, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was
that's actually a good example. Okay, let's just do pranks and let's isolate it to pranks. Is that okay if you do a prank and it's faked, but it's just entertaining and fun, like no one gets hurt or anything, it's just like a fun prank, no money's given, is that
I'd rather a fake prank is just a skit than a prank be real.
I agree.
I think it also depends on the prank about like when you say sometimes you're right, I think it's better if a prank is fake than if it's real. Like if you guys remember like the Sam Pepper stuff, oh my gosh dude, I'll never get over like, oh, you don't know about that? Okay, well, basically, he kidnapped his friend and then made him think that his other friend got shot in front of him, and it was a prank. It was a prank, and then he got canceled for it. So he's not a prank.
That's just
a social experiment.
Social experiment, dude. You guys don't know, but this is like early YouTube. And then he came out later saying it was fake, but people were like, I don't think it was. I think you're just saying that now to like defend. Anyway, I think pranks are always been better when they're fake anyway. I think pranks in general is the stupidest content that YouTube has ever invented. I'm gonna be straight up, that is the worst thing that we've ever made.
I think pranks,
except for ElsaGate,
to an extent. Like there's a line, and most like YouTube pranks are like a good way 20 over. Feet over.
Yeah, because they get more views. The more they push that line, the more views they're gonna get. So they just keep testing it. Like, oh, let me push it a bit more. Oh, I can't get more views. Cool. Let me push.
But I can't remember the last time I've seen a prank. I think they're pretty much dead now, which is good.
Watch any like kick streamers clips. Yeah. They're all really.
That's
bad
a streamer
pranks.
Now, though.
Like,
just, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Like I don't even classify them as pranks. They're that bad.
Yeah,
they just
yeah, we got to make a new word. Yeah, we got to make a new word for that. Like just like mini terrorism, basically.
Micro terror.
Yeah, micro terrorism. Oh, I don't know if we can put that in, can we? Micro terrorism.
Anna, chuck it in.
Don't f***ing tell me what to do.
This is great. We have an independent Jamie.
Let's go. Hypothetically. Alternate timeline where you didn't do YouTube, what are you doing?
Game development.
Hopefully an actor. Either an actor or killing myself.
No.
If I'm not an entertainer, I'm dead. I am not kidding. If I'm not an entertainer, then I'm dead in an alternate universe. I'm serious. I'm straight up.
Can we eliminate creative work? Because I think it's more fun if we don't have like other
then I'm
creative
dead.
Work.
Then I'm dead.
Okay, so Dano's dead. That's fine. I can live in that world. All right, next.
Okay. I can live in that world. Dano's dead. I think that's my new defense against Bundun. Every time.
You're doing a 9-to-5, man. Oh no.
Yes, honey. Yeah.
That's me, dude. And because that's kind of how I felt as an intern. So, like, I can't even imagine doing that for, like, the rest of my life, dude. I would be so depressed.
Yeah.
What classifies as a creative work?
Anything creative.
Design.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, game design. Yeah, there you go.
Because if I didn't do YouTube, I'd also be in the game design pipeline.
Well, it's too creative. Next.
Indie studio.
Now, next. Too creative.
Probably marketing.
That's creative.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's not creative.
No, that's
creative to do marketing.
It's creative, but like it's a 9-to-5 corpo job. Like you're in the mix.
It's the most creative corpo job you can have. Yeah.
Bam, what about you? Bam, what are you
music?
Doing?
Is that creative? That would be creative.
Yes.
You can be like marketing and music, but like you can't be like music creator.
Yeah. Okay. Bam, what would you do then?
McDonald's. Go work at McDonald's.
The burger's
It's easy and it's just down the road.
True.
Dude, I would not want to work at McDonald's. I would not want to work at McDonald's.
You get to listen to the funny beeps, though, when you work.
My food sucks, dude. Food is terrible.
At least in America, because, dude, every time I go to McDonald's, I just feel bad for the people working there because they have a line of people that, like, hates them because their food isn't done now, and they're trying their best. That's time.
We were talking about this, and we were saying the better route is doing, like, a reception job and then just grinding, like, your uni work or playing video games at the same time and not letting anyone know. That's the route, rather than, like, have to make burgers all day and get yelled at.
Yeah, I worked at a Chipotle for a while, and, like, there were some days where it's, like, you just don't get a break. And, like, people are mad at you because Chipotle charges way too much for, like, extra guac. And you have to be like, I'm not John Chipotle. I didn't make the rule.
Dude, listen, if you're able to, like, perfectly handcraft your alternate universe to where you can't do anything creative, but you get to, like, perfectly choose it, a fast food worker with invincibility, you're not able to get fired. You can't get fired.
That's not, you don't get a perk.
No. Listen to me.
Why do you want a passive? What's going on?
No. Listen to me. A fast food worker where you can't get fired, meaning that you can just verbally abuse all of the Karens that come in and just fight back.
Work at like a restaurant that's like, there is a restaurant where the wait staff is just mean to you.
I'd want to be meaner. I'd want to be meaner.
Like a gym receptionist and have the invulnerability perk. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Dude, you're breaking the hypotheticals, Dano.
I hate taking creative stuff out of it because there's so many good jobs that aren't YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Dude, I'd work at a Ren Fair. Dude, that would be so hype.
A
Renaissance
what?
Fair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Be a clown. I'd be a clown.
You know
what?
I'll
hired
be a blacksmith.
At parties. Oh, blacksmith is hard. I'd like to be a blacksmith.
I was thinking film. Like, I was thinking of doing something film.
Oh,
like,
you know what?
Creative work.
Actually, I would be a woodworker straight up. I wanted to learn woodworking. Honestly, it's just Breaking Bad. It's that one scene of Jesse smoothing out the wood, and I'm like, it's stuck in my head like a core memory. I want to learn to woodwork. But you could make the argument that that's creative too, because you got to be creative to build a cabinet.
That's like that's a job. I feel like that's more of a job, even though it is kind of creative. I feel like that's a proper like job, because I think of that Twitch streamer. Do you guys remember? It was like the like humble Twitch streamer who was like making wood, and then he gets like a donation, and everyone starts donating to him. He went viral. I think of that guy.
Like, oh,
he's like some New Zealand bloke.
Yeah, the New Zealand. I remember that one. Oh, he's so sick.
That New Zealand bloke. Do we have a? Does anybody have comments. A?
I remember.
Oh, never mind. I was seeing how long we've been going. It's only 1:10. We got another 20 minutes of this BS.
I got another hypothetical.
I'm kidding.
Mr. Positive.
Wow, Dano.
I'm kidding.
You want, Dano.
No, ever since the Celsius thing, I'm just kind of chuffed. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm a bit chuffed in it. I'm a bit chuffed, mate. A bit angry.
Dude, Dano, you know that Celsius is not just an Australian thing. It's just a worldwide thing. It's just you Americans.
Yeah, the whole world is wrong. Yeah, we're in the minority. You're bullying us.
The 1%.
No. The 1%. Finally, white guy finds a way to be a minority. There we go.
A pounds or kilos better.
Kilos.
Kilos.
Thank you.
Kilos.
Dano, say it.
What? Thank you, Johnny.
Dano, say it.
Pounds.
Pounds or kilos.
Pounds.
Pounds is a currency in the UK.
Listen,
right?
Bundan. Listen. I will give you. Listen, I will give you one win.
Wait,
I think.
Is this a
listen.
Bit? Is this honest? Are you going for a bit, or is this you, real Daniel, saying this?
No, pounds are better. But I will give you one win, okay? I think listen, one win for the Outer Worlds and everything. I think football is a stupid name for what we have in America. I think football makes so much more sense. Soccer is the dumbest. Why? Like, you don't football, you use your feet the whole game. Okay, in American football, you use your hands. That's it. End of argument. Soccer has British origins. Thanks, Anna, for ruining the point. What are you talking about?
Yeah, soccer. No, soccer was the name coming from like society football or something like that. It was just like a short name for that, like society football thing.
So oh, interesting. So in other words, you guys didn't contribute anything good to the world. Okay, never mind then. No. Rescinded.
No. It was UK. No, bro. It's football. Oh,
invented
right?
the burger.
It's
football. Come on.
That's true. You guys invented burgers, hot dogs. I don't think Americans have invented anything like good food wise.
Yeah, chicken burgers. Yeah.
We invented interwebs.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. What
we invented? Every
invented.
Cars.
We Nukes, changed
the telephone.
Nope. Canada was the telephone.
Yeah. You guys.
All the music you listen to. That's true. Oh, wait.
Cookies.
Speaking of music. Wait. I Anna brought this up. All the music you listen to. I talked to Bam about this and I was like, wait, do you guys just listen to American music? And he said, yeah, like pretty much everywhere in Britain is just American music playing. That's wild to think about. That like Bundan.
Americans listen to like grime, like, and think it's really cool. Do you know what grime is, Dana? Or like.
Uh-uh. Sounds like Grinder.
Just like UK hip hop. They like listen to like UK hip hop and then they think it's cool.
Oh, yeah, I listen to UK drill.
Yeah, drill. Sorry, grime drill. Sorry, I did the boomer term. That's my
I don't like hip hop. I like old music, like 80s and then 50s and 40s and stuff.
The US made jazz, which is like one
jazz
of the most
so
universal
yeah.
like
yeah.
musics.
But now America
all,
doesn't
all
do
of
jazz.
Nintendo relies on jazz.
Basically.
I looked it up.
We also made chicken and waffles. We made chicken and waffles.
Okay, this is like, I'm gonna do a speedrunner. GPS, light bulb, the telephone, airplane, cotton gin, email.
Airplane? That's hilarious.
Aid, interchangeable parts. Nice America. Okay.
we invented modulation.
Pacemaker, traffic lights, and apparently the video games.
I can't believe that Americans made airplanes. That's hilarious, dude. That's a
the
self-report.
Brothers. That's like
yeah, they're right.
That's
buddy.
Like a whole.
Yeah.
Mm. I know.
That's a whole arc.
I think it's.
Dude, yeah, that's an arc. That's an arc. That's like got the foreshadowing and like the. Oh, that's so cool. That's really
there's
cool.
A state. I think it's like one of the Carolinas that has like first in flight as their like thing on their license plate because they were the first to fly.
Set up and pay off, dude. America. That would be so cool if America invented nukes, right? Am I wrong for that?
The whole Wikipedia up.
Because I feel like that would be really cool if we got blown up by a nuke. You know what I mean? Like death by our own knife.
I think we did.
Did we invent nukes?
Yes.
Dude, you
yes.
guys
We invented nukes. Yeah.
Yo, you guys
okay,
made
cool.
ants robotics. Goodness. You made robot ants. That's sick. Dude, armored trains.
Who invented Fahrenheit?
Crazy things you made.
Who invented
also, the also ball. About the telephone? The telephone was invented in Canada, but built in the
no,
U.S.
It's not. Not Wikipedia is saying no.
If
no
that's dude, what I'm looking at it right now. Wikipedia. The first
Canada,
telephone was built in the United
just,
States.
I think this
Canada
is just
has
invented
nothing.
The device. In
Canada Brampton. Has nothing.
Basketball.
Canada has Ryan Reynolds and Drake.
Don't
where's Amsterdam?
Not Drake. We take that back.
Guys, wait, guys. Where's Amsterdam and the Netherlands? Where are those two places?
Amsterdam is the capital of Netherlands. Yeah.
What is this?
About?
The capital of what?
Amsterdam is the capital of Netherlands.
Netherlands. Fahrenheit was made
why
in the Netherlands.
Why does Dana look so white
what?
In that picture?
Wait, they made Fahrenheit in the Nether?
The Nether. Yes, the Nether. Oh, that's disturbing. That is the
wait,
worst thing.
Look,
oh my
Dana,
gosh. Anna, did you make that? Just now you made that?
Audio listeners.
Why do I look like a vampire?
Audio listeners, Anna just edited a video or a picture of Dana woodworking that's on
you couldn't
screen.
Color match me at all? You
he
couldn't
looks
bother?
Like Casper.
Yeah, I look like a ghost. Oh my gosh, that's horrifying. I would love to have my hair that dude, you know what? Dream guy. If I could ever look like someone, it would be Will from Pirates of the Caribbean. Dude, that is the dream. Oh man, my girlfriend won't let me grow out of any facial hair. I have to shave if it gets too long. Honestly, this is probably too much for her. I gotta shave it before she picks me up again.
You gotta shave filming. It. Listen, I told you that before, Dano, but you look like Matthew Mercer from,
Oh my god, I see,
I see that.
That's just another white guy with hair. No, it's just another white guy with hair.
Yeah, I mean, not really. It's also like the face structure as well.
Yeah,
and he's very handsome.
I see the vision.
Wait, Dano, you're kind of hot.
Wait, no.
Respectfully, respectfully, respectfully.
Wait, do that again, do that again.
Wait, there's
look
a.
At that.
Yeah, I got dude, it's yeah, Cole Cassidy
and
from Overwatch, right there.
Put a picture
yeah.
of
yeah, yeah,
Matt
exactly. Yeah. That's him.
Wait,
that's what I'm saying. That's
wait,
him.
Matt Mercer's the goat, dude.
Add like 10 this years. Is... Add 10 years.
Wait, Dano, when are you DMing our D&D session? When are we having a D&D session?
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
D&D.
Be our
Matthew.
Do the D&D podcast.
Yeah, D&D podcast.
I have people I could ask to DM.
Ooh.
If we want to.
We should do a podcast. We should.
I would DM. I would DM. I totally DM.
I would love to. Honestly, I would love to.
I would love to DM because I would be so fun like telling stories and like having random stuff go down. I see that a little bit. His face is too long. His face is slightly too long to be mine.
No,
no,
I see
you're
it.
Just you gonna can, like, you can put yourself in the stretcher, just like
yeah
cyberpunk.
You have a malleable face, Dan. You could do that.
Mm-hmm. You could do whatever Peyton Manning did to get so long.
Mm. There you go. You're halfway there, I think.
Who's the celebrity? They like Johnny. They say you look like. And it's kind of cringe.
James Corden, dude.
James Corden. Who's
oh, wait,
that?
No, I don't see that.
Unlucky.
I don't see that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Nah. I don't see that.
It's just because I'm a larger man with a beard, dude. I don't like James Corden, bro.
No, I've never met anybody who likes
dude,
him.
Actually, my senior year of high school, I got typecast as the lead in our musical.
In Cats?
Because
oh.
not in Cats.
Well, James Corden was in Cats.
Into the Woods.
I thought that was the
yeah,
connection.
He was.
Yeah, don't look it up. You're going to hate it.
In the Disney version
disgusting.
Of Into the Woods. Take that off.
Like
take that off.
Johnny, can you dress up like that for the cosplay episode? Oh, pear. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's hilarious. Audio listeners love you to death. Pear just edited Riggy on a picture of Matthew Mercer, and it looks scarily accurate.
That's you in 10 years, Dan.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
Nah, I'm either gonna be canceled or dead before I get to that point. 10 years. No, I got 9 years left. I got, hold on, 9 years, 5 months, 6 months? 9 years, 6 months. Then I expire.
Oh, we're back.
Right, hypothetically.
What do you do? You wake up and you're the different gender. You're the gender swap version of yourself.
No. Johnny, no.
I'll do it.
I'd make a banger video.
I'll talk about this.
What do you do?
One, it'd be a funny
okay,
video.
I'll
probably
thing,
meet up with Bun
I think that's actually the first thing I did.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, first
guys,
thing I
won't believe it. Check this out.
Guys, watch this.
Would you tell your family first? Would you what's the process?
They're gonna know. I live with my family, so they're gonna be like, "Why are you female?" And I'm
just
like,
kind of happened, bro. I slipped. Sorry.
You'll never believe
it. Do you think they'd recognize you?
Who else can it be? I don't have a daughter.
Would they think there's a girl here and immediately think, "Oh, well, this is definitely my son that has gender bent magically
well,
over."
No. In reality, what would happen? No.
How different?
Now, what would happen is
really important. Really important. Disclaimer, normally when you transition, it's a gradual progress thing. So like the shock factor here
is
like you completely change
wake up.
Different gender the next day.
I think what would happen,
your family's gonna be like, what?
Your family would think, 12. Wow, no, realistically, because this is a magic scenario, your family would think, oh, that's hilarious. Alex just hired his lookalike female version to come and take his place for the morning. That's what your family would think. Like that you just went on Craigslist.
What are you doing?
Yeah, for those who don't know, my name is Alex. For those.
Oh,
know,
my bad. Sorry, I didn't mean
yeah,
to.
People may not know.
I didn't mean to dox you.
It's his,
sorry,
it's his Twitter thing. It's on my Twitter.
It's
Alex Op.
Oh yeah, it's Alex Pear. Yeah, there you go. I was saying it from your family's perspective. Alex, yeah, I know. That's so weird. By the way, I don't know if I told you guys this. At VidCon, it was so weird because Leia insisted on calling everybody by their actual names. Like, she called CDOT Charlie. She's like, where's Charlie? Are you going to meet up with Charlie later? And I was like,
yeah.
It felt so weird.
Yeah, I don't like it when people say my name.
Hated that. Yeah, I hated that.
Dude, that's why I'm so glad my name's Johnny, because I can just be the same everywhere.
Wait, so you're saying if we all meet up in person, we're not using our, like,
I am. No, I used the tags. Dude. I kept calling. I kept on calling them CDOT.
What would y'all do for me?
Yeah. Call you Pear. Pear. I'd call you Pear.
Pear.
Okay.
That's what you mean, Abundant, when we met up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just called Bam Bam.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's not weird. It was just her because she doesn't know. I don't know.
You guys,
yeah.
You two get split up in like a mall or something. Bam.
Oh no. Do you ever like? My friend groups usually like over time shorten everyone's name to just one syllable. Like the lower you can get, I feel like it would be Joe, John, Bun, Bam, C, and Dan.
Just C.
I hate it. No, I hate the name Dan. I hate the name Dan. It doesn't work for me.
All right, Dan.
Listen. Dan and Daniel. No, listen.
Every viewer.
No, Dan, listen. Dan and Daniel, they don't match. It sounds like somebody who's like a lot. I don't know. It just sounds like a. It sounds like a beefier guy, though, doesn't it? Like Dan. You think Dan? That's like beefy, strong Dan.
It would happen gradually. So it'll be like Dano, and then it'll be Dana, and then
Dan, and then just, yeah, Dan, and then it'll be Da.
It's not like a hard N. It's just like a Dan. Like it's
hard N. You're real close there.
That's so cursed.
I would go with Da. I like Da. Da's fine. Da or D.
I have a friend I call Da.
You called Da? That's a cool name. I'm good with Da. Hey Da, what's up, Da?
Like
it sounds.
I like for nicknames like flipping things around, like Riggy, like let's say Riggy, say Rigby. I like just like changing it up. That's like my route I go.
His parents call him Riggs, and his brother
Riggs.
Yeah.
You say that like he's.
Sometimes
a real...
I get called variations of John names. My favorite one's Johnson.
Wait, C dot.
Yeah, Johnson's good.
Oh, wait, C dot. What did you just say? I have a funny story. If you say what I thought you
like,
said.
Oh yeah, his parents call him this. I'm like,
yeah, saying that like he's a real person, true? Dude. Funny thing about that. When I was on the meeting, I mentioned this on my Twitter, so it's fine to talk about now. I got multi-language audio for TuneTurf. It's been something I've been working on for a long time. Finally had a meeting with a YouTube rep last night.
Is
it that bad?
We haven't brought this up the entire, but like, Dano, you're like...
Is it that bad?
Because
it's pretty bad.
Dano's been cutting out, and I think we've ignored it because his audio is gonna be fine on his end, so we haven't said anything about it.
Dang it!
We've been hearing like half of what he said this whole time.
No wonder. I thought I was just okay. I thought I was just going crazier. Like you guys just hated me more this episode.
Dano, it hasn't been that bad, but just now it was. Terrible.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can you guys hear me? Am I fine right now? Okay, cool.
Why do you have so much technical issues? I don't understand how you have a problem with
I'm
the
cursed.
Microphone webcam.
Why do you have a five
everything
hour
energy? Oh my gosh! Anna just edited Johnny on the...
There's a picture of James Corden with my face. And he's also
and
a cat
smash
from
it.
Cats.
Listen, if Satan had a Bible, this would be page one. If Satan had like a Bible with pictures in it, this would be page one. That's terrifying.
It looks like a sick TuneTurf character.
Yeah, you should make it.
Like with the glasses and everything.
Am I that bad of a drawer? Oh my gosh.
Yes. No, Jackie, you're great.
speaking of TuneTurf, so I've been trying to pester for multi-language audio for a while. Finally, I met with YouTube rep last night, and for the first time, I was talking. Basically she asked me like, so what's the deal, like what are you trying to do? And I was like, oh well, it's a pilot and it's based off of, I had to like explain my whole everything to her, and I've never really figured out a way to like, I don't know, concisely explain my channel, but I kept referring to it as his channel, and she got confused after a solid couple minutes of me referring to Riggy's channel as his channel, because she was like, okay, hold on, you're managed, this isn't like a team thing. It's a creation of mine. It's his. It's not actually another person. It's a cartoon. I kept saying his channel.
Ricky,
I'm just
real?
Insane. You're insane.
No, it's listen. Some people just can't comprehend
you this whole time.
What's this
dude,
voice?
You know,
like
I still
Riggy yesterday.
I still get comments from people that are like, "Who voices Riggy?" And I'm not gonna lie, that makes me feel super happy. But it's so ingrained into my brain. It's the weirdest thing now, to where when somebody asks me like how Riggy would or like yeah. I don't know. I think of him
completely from Dano, whatever you just said. You cut out completely.
Okay, Dano, we're moving on. Your mic sucks. I have a hypothetical, but a fun one. I feel like
should we make it this, should we make it the last hypothetical, by
yeah,
the way?
Yeah,
so we can like
No. I don't know because it's pretty short.
I got one more.
It's a silly little one.
Okay, we'll do Pat and then C-Dot.
We'll do two more.
So mine's silly. Yeah. So I think we can all agree. Watermelon, S-tier fruit, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
100%.
Now, 100%. Hear me out. What if watermelons were the same size as like an orange and like the rind was like the same size, like the width of like an orange peel? Would they still be S-tier?
I think honestly,
I feel like it's just hold on. Would they have seeds in them? Like the same size seeds?
It's the same proportions. So like the seeds would be smaller.
Yeah. Wait, and sorry, one more thing. Is the like shell like orange thickness so you can like rip it off like an orange?
Yes.
I think it's S plus, dude.
S tier, triple S tier.
That sounds better than a watermelon. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say something controversial.
Where did that come from?
I've never eaten a watermelon.
Like no.
What the fuck,
dude?
What? Oh my god, that's a short. Video. That's another short. Where you're farming, you're actually farming.
Yes, dude. I think
wild.
That's worse than me down, not I'm eating down. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's crazy.
That's worse.
That's on par with Dano and rice.
With a watermelon. I don't even know why, because I love like watermelon flavored things. Like I love like the
that is insane.
So good.
You're about to be enlightened.
The watermelon fruit is actually better. Like
I'm gonna blow your mind. No, I'm gonna blow your mind. So you know grapes, right? And then there's grape flavor. You've had a grape before, yeah? And grape flavor is different. It's the same for watermelon, dude. It's a whole different experience.
I figured that.
Watermelon's the best fruit. Like, actually, like, genuinely, next episode, I need you to eat a watermelon.
I think we should all get watermelons. We should all eat them.
Should we just do, like, a fruit tier list?
Hell yeah.
Where we all, like, try every fruit.
Dude, great idea. Okay, so next episode, we make a shopping list. We all go out, buy those fruits, and we'll bring it into the podcast. And we'll eat it at the same time. And we'll rank it.
Next episode, Dano eats rice, Johnny eats watermelon, Perry eats a BB&J. No, he can't. Pear saving a PB&J.
Yeah, Pear saving. Episode.
Yeah, that's high.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That'll be better. That's a better thumbnail. I like that.
Final, dude, wait.
The thumbnail is like an apple in between, like two of us kissing the apple, and it's the fruity episode. Come on.
Yes.
That's good.
This is how Short Swords was made, by the way. I nominate Bam and I to be in the thumbnail. Just gonna put that out there. You know, it's just gonna. I'm kidding. It's just gonna make the DD and Bam.
I hope this is good.
Fan art wars.
All right.
Yeah, see, you better bet a great one right now.
Hypothetically, the apocalypse. Anything, basically any disastrous world-ending event is happening tomorrow. How do you prepare for it?
Kill myself.
I die.
Yeah.
No, but you can survive.
I don't want to. I just don't want to.
You don't
wanna? No.
Really? Wow.
Die.
I think I would live stream it.
No one's gonna watch.
Now we're getting.
No one would watch. The world is ending. Well,
People would watch.
Listen. Can I at least choose the way it happens? Like, can I say meteor?
Yes. You can say Final Fantasy VII meteor.
Okay, so I'm going to the center of the zone and I'm streaming it. Like, not like IRL streaming, like selfie stick.
That's hype, dude.
You wouldn't have your little PNG instead?
There'd be a crowd.
No.
There'd be a crowd.
Yeah. I would go, dude. That would be so hype.
Do a short stream, $5 reset, so people just, like, beg that it's reset.
Okay, that's funny.
The apocalypse for a $5 reset. Oh my gosh, guys! I just figured out how Mr. Beast could be a supervillain. He announces that he is a neighbor or that he has bought a nuke or all the nuclear weapons, and he's gonna do a short stream. Imagine a Mr. Beast short stream. By the way, that would go so hard.
Anyway, to nuke the world.
Exactly. $5 reset.
Last Dude, person to survive my
gets
nuke
every
gets
single
$5 million.
Cent in the world. Oh yeah. There you go, Pear. Since you want to be a billionaire so bad, greedy.
That's your idea, dude. Pear.
Yeah,
that's peak, dude. Can someone just summon a meteor?
Yeah, hold Please, up. No.
Come on, Johnny.
Okay, wait, hold on. Last time we did this, it actually happened with the Mr. Beast files.
Oh, no.
Not happened.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, let's just start manifesting stuff. Dude, okay, let Toon Turf do well. Let's see. Let the whole world convert to Fahrenheit.
Can I have $5 in the future?
Can Bam get $5?
Yes. Let's go. Yeah. That's me happy.
Yeah, we're too good at predicting things.
What else? Yeah. What else do we manifest for next week? By the time podcast comes out,
for the fruity episode,
famine.
Oh wait,
just in general, just something salmon? In life that will happen.
I'm gonna predict
the channel.
There's
print,
another
okay?
like in even in the next week. There's another like big creator that's gonna get canceled. It's barely a prediction. It's happening so fast right now.
Dano, that's get off Twitter.
They're dropping like
yeah,
flies.
You're right. Yeah, I gotta hop off Twitter, dude. Here it comes. Here we go. No,
dude. Okay, Do we think this episode's coming out after episode 2? Does Dano get canceled between?
The locking in.
How would
the belt get
me canceled? Maybe
I think
for
Dano's
like badly influencing my fans.
Like, right after Toon Turf.
Yeah. Ooh. Please do not manifest that, dude. Please don't. What do you think? You think Toon Turf? Okay, so wait.
No, I genuinely
let
don't.
Let me follow this through. So your thought process. No, hold
right?
on. Am I getting canceled for Toon Turf or just after Toon Turf?
For Toon Turf.
That'll be. You know, if I get canceled for Toon Turf, that's fine. I thought that what you were saying is that Toon Turf is going to do really, really well, and then someone that I've met like once in my life is going to come out of the back rooms and just like say that. I don't know that I shot their mother or something, and then just like accuse me of being, you know what I mean?
They drop a 2-hour Sunny V2 documentary on you,
dude. Imagine being canceled for murder.
Be
so I don't think any content creator has been canceled for murder.
Yes, there has. Yes, there has.
Have you heard of rappers?
No. Content. Oh, sorry. Like YouTuber. I'll say.
Yes. Like, yeah. No, dude. Did you not hear about this? This is a whole thing. He pre-recorded a live stream so that he could go kill his girlfriend. This
Who,
was a
like
whole
a popular,
thing.
Like a
yes.
popular creator?
Yeah, he had a couple hundred K. Hold on. There was
That's
like a whole
crazy.
Documentary about this. Yeah, yeah. He pre-recorded
what?
A live stream and it counted as an alibi. And then they realized that it was pre-recorded. He goes, I can't read chat today. I just, sorry.
Yes,
I got a couple,
he,
you know, some
yes,
technical
Yes, I remember
issues.
That. I know yeah. what you're talking about. Yeah, it was a streamer. It was a streamer.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody been one mil plus though that's been canceled for being a murderer.
I bet
so,
Mr.
Know,
Beast
is
killed.
I'll be the
like,
first.
People.
No, I'm kidding.
Mr.
He's
Beast
just buried
killed.
It.
His hands yeah, yeah, yeah. are bloody.
On the Amazon show?
Dude,
okay,
it's
realistically,
be so awkward
someone over a million subs probably has. We just, like, we don't know.
Oh,
but
that's horrifying.
Well,
there's
how many people
own a
million subs and then Bam
was
killed?
There's a lot.
I think FaZe Banks did.
Maybe like,
I
at least 1,000.
What percentage
FaZe
of
Banks
people
has,
are
I think, no, you
has
know
the
who
money
I think,
to.
You know who it would be? It would be one of those creators that's, like, really wholesome. That's, like, you know, you can't trust. Listen. I've been out of pocket on the podcast. Because I'm not trying to hide the fact that I'm not a very perfect person, right? I'm kind of a freak, but I'm not trying to hide that. Like, I'm a kid-friendly channel on my YouTube, but I'm not trying to hold up this narrative that I'm, like, always kid-friendly, never swear anything, because I don't trust people who say that. I don't trust people who say that they're always, like, kid-friendly, perfect, never swear. C-Dot, I'm always still suspicious of you. I think you've got a couple bodies in your basement because you don't swear on the internet. So, you know, stuff like that.
Here's some stats. Apparently, 1 in 18,000 people, or about 19,000 people, are murderers, and there's 29,000 YouTubers with 1 million subs.
There's a chance, dude. There's a chance.
That's more than a chance. Yeah. That's a good chance.
Stay tuned that's for the true chance, crime dude. Episode of the podcast.
Yeah, there we go. Segue. See not the segue
yeah.
master.
And then there's one bit that I wanted to do.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah.
To anybody making a Dano Unhinged compilation, use this as the intro for it. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Dano Unhinged. All right, that's good enough.